last week or so, we've been talking about the sugya of Nat Bar Nat and the Kufin Aleph on the base. For today's shiur, the final shiur, I'd like to discuss with you two final issues in this sugya. And those are Klisha Eino Ben Yoma and Dover Chayv. These are two very important sub-sugyas within the topic of Nat Bar Nat. What's the din of Nat Bar Nat in a Klisha Eino Ben Yoma? So the source of this halacha is the Ramah, very, very famous Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. If you have the packet, please turn to it with me. This is packet 30. The Ramah in Yerodei and Simin Sadi Hei, Siv Beis, writes as follows. V'cheinim hoya haklishin esbashlu o shenitzlu bo lefgam, shelo hoya ben yomo, noag in heta lechatchila lo'ochlan in hamin hashem. Dr. Ramah, even though we find it in, when it comes to Nat Bar Nat, that lechatchila you're not supposed to cause a Nat Bar Nat situation, we know the lashon of the Gemara is dogim sha'olu b'ka'ara mutar la'ochlan b'kutach. It's only after it's olu b'ka'ara, but to put the dogim b'ka'ara that they'll get a bli of basar, they might get a bli of basar, that you're not allowed to do. If you know you want to eat them b'kutach, then you can't cause a Nat Bar Nat lechatchila. Says the Ramah, noagin heta lechatchila. If the Nat Bar Nat is caused in a kli she'eino ben yomo, then we're knowing a heta lechatchila la'ochlan im hamin hasheni. What does that mean? He's saying clearly that we're knowing a heta lechatchila, but what's the case? What din lechatchila is he being knowing? So if you look at the Chachmas Adam, who's explaining this din, the source of the Ramah is the Sefer Isser v'heta. That's what he means when he says Shom v'oruch. So if you look at the Chachmas Adam, he explains what the Isser v'heter is saying is not that lechatchila you can actually cook in the kli she'eino ben yomo, cook the par of an item in the kli she'eino ben yomo, and get a Nat Bar Nat taste be'eino ben yomo, right? To get this, whatever taste you're going to get into the par of an item, al menas le'ochlo b'kutach, no, that's not the heter. He says in the Chachmas Adam, that's the Chaya Adam in Uchas Basa B'chalav. He says there in Klal Mem Hei, Klal Mem Ches, Siv Beis, Im Haya Klishin is Vashal Bo Eino Ben Yomo, Mutal La'ochla B'cholav, Afilu L'didon. Aval Osir L'chatchila L'Vashal B'Klish Eino Ben Yomo, K'day La'ochla B'cholav, D'nosin Tam Lefgam Osir L'chatchila. What does the Chachmas Adam say? He says, if you were Mevashal already without the intention to put this item B'kutach, right, you were Mevashal it already, so now lechatchila you can be ma'ariv it b'kutach. Right, to plug it into our common situation that we keep on talking about. If you already cooked the macaroni in the kli shel basar she'eino ben yomo, so then the Ramah says you can be ma'ariv it lechatchila with cholov. That's how the Chachmas Adam understands this din. Where does he come off to say that? Well, it's poshut. What's the lashon of the Ramah? The Issa v'hetah's lashon is V'cheinim hoya hakli shenisbashlu o shenitzlu. He doesn't say V'chein kli she'eino ben yomo mutar levashel bo al menas la'ochlo b'kutach. He doesn't say that. He says if the kli shenisbashlu, but sounds like we're still talking about bidiyevet, right? Bidiyevet that you've already cooked in the kli she'eino ben yomo. So comes the Ramah and says lechatchila now you can cause a Nat Bar Nat. What does that mean lechatchila? Nogin heter lechatchila la'ochlan im. That means that the Ramah was machmir before to say that even after you've cooked the parva item in the kli shel basar, you still can't be ma'ariv it with cholov. It's only after you cooked it in the kli shel basar and you were ma'ariv it with cholov. If you did all that by accident, so then you can eat it. There's no need to throw the mac and cheese out. If you made the mac and cheese, then b'di'evit you can eat it. That's the Ramah shita. Comes the Ramah and says that if we're talking about a kli she'eino ben yomo, then hold on for a moment. You don't have to already have cooked it in the kli she'eino ben yomo and mixed it with the cheese already. No, as long as you've already cooked it in the kli she'eino ben yomo, then lechatchila you can mix it with the cheese. Right? You don't need two steps. We take away one of the steps. That's what the Ramah is referring to. That's how the Chachmas Adam understands the Ramah. That when he says when knowing a heter lechatchila doesn't mean lechatchila and gans, right? You could just cook it al menas to eat it, but kutach, no, that far we're not going to go. But once it's already cooked in that kli, since it's a kli she'eino ben yomo, we know kli she'eino ben yomo is no sentam lefgam, it's not as strong a taste. So it's one step lower. It's one step lower. We know that we make a gzeira of Eina ben Yomo atu ben Yomo. It's not like it's heter gomer, but it's one step lower. As if normally, when it comes to not bar not, we say that b'di'evit it's mutter. And what does b'di'evit mean according to the Ramah? It means that you've already cooked in the kli, and you've already mixed the parav item that you cooked in the kli with the other min. So here, if it's a kli she'ena ben yomo, you can be matel l'chatchila to mix it with the other min if you've already cooked it in that kli. That's what the Ramah holds. The Bir Agra is makel even more. Bir Agra in Sivkot and Yud on this Ramah, it says v'cheinim hoye v'chulei. V'chai gavna af b'shal isa mutter. V'chai gavna if you've already cooked. Notice he also touches on this inyan, right? He's medayik in the lashon that's klish and isvashlevo. It's already been cooked, right? If you've already cooked in the klish and ben yom, was up the gra af b'shal isa mutter. Even if it's mamish macholas asuras, we're not even talking about a tam shel heter basar and cholav. No, macholas asuras mamish. It's mutter. It's mutter. Like tosis avodah zara. Divrei Maslam Mikan, ve'af b'kedera and isa lechatchila she'ena ben yomo ela mishum gzeira atu bas yomo. Mikra, then it's mut. It's a gzeira of eina bas yomo atu bas yomo. Dr. Groh, mashe'en ken kan de'af ben yomo mutu midina kanal. He says over here, when it comes to not bar not, even ben yomo lechatchila is mutu midina. Here, even ben yomo not bar not is mutter midina. Kanal, ad kan devarav. What's the Kohen saying? Kedaka b'kodesh. He has a brief comment, but the question is, what does he mean? So some of the achronim suggest what the Gra is saying is that since the din that you don't cause an apanat l'chatchila, that's just the chumra ba'alma. This is just the chumra ba'alma. And the din of kli she'ena ben yomo, the gzeira that you're not allowed to use a kli she'ena ben yomo, is also just a chumra ba'alma. It's a gzeira atu bas yomo. You can't use a kli she'ena ben yomo, zok to gemar gzeira atu bas yomo. And the din not to cause an apanat l'chatchila, that's also just a chumra ba'alma. He says, me'ikar adin, why should it be usher? If you say not bar not is heter because it's not a tam gomor, right? However you understand it, either you say not bar not b'mokom sheni, it's not a tam gomor, it doesn't have koach to be no sin tam b'mokom shlishi, but it's weaker in some way. Me'ikar adin, it should be mutter l'chatchila as well. What's the problem? You're not creating, you're not being mavliya tam iser into the item, so it really should be mutter. L'chatchila though, we say that it's aser. How do we know that from the Gemara? Olu is a lashon b'di'evin. But Zokta Gon, that's just a chumra ba'alma. Medina really should be mutter l'chatchila. To put two and two together, if you only have a kli she'ena ben yomo, not bar not, and a kli she'ena ben yomo is like a chumra al gabi chumra, why do you have to be machmer? Chumra al gabi chumra, maybe l'chatchila it should be mutter. Meaning, maybe even l'chatchila it should be mutter to be mevashel in the kli she'ena ben yomo, al menas, to mix it with the kutach. Even more l'kula than the Ramah. That's how they interpret the Gon. The Ramah apparently disagrees. He says, this is not a chumra al gabi chumra. The Ramah understands the rule that you can't cause an apanat l'chatchila. That's not just a chumra ba'alma. It's not just a chumra ba'alma. Chazal instituted that that's part of the Ikar Adin. That's part of the Gemara. It's not like a later. It's not just a chumra. And it's not mentioned in the Gemara that it's just a chumra. We view that as part of the Ikar Hadin of Nat Barnat. L'chatchila, you're not allowed to be mekel. That's part of the din. Right? The Chachamim added that to the din. It's not viewed as a chumra ba'alma. The Gaon seems to be saying that it's just a chumra ba'alma, so then if it's a klisha ben yom, it'll be a chumra gabi chumra. The Ramah is saying, no, not banat l'chatchila. That's not viewed as just a chumra. That's the ikar adin over here. So if it's the ikar adin, you can't say that it's a chumra gabi chumra, but klisha ben yom. So it has to be shenis bashlu kvar. You cooked already in this pot, but since it's ena ben yomo, then you can be makel one step more. You can be makel to mix it with the cheese once it's already cooked in the klish ena ben yomo. To go as far as the Vilna Gaon, the Rama is not willing to go. To say it's just a chumra gabi chumra. So therefore, you can cook the parva item, the klisha, ena ben yomo, l'chatchila, menas, to eat it with the other min. That far, he's not willing to go. He says, no, lechatchila, you can't cause a not bar not. That's not just a chumah. We treat that as the ikar adin. So if it's the ikar adin, even the klisha ena ben yomo, you can only be mekel one step. You can't be mekel in gansin. Lemaisa, what comes out in the classical, the most classical shaila that's asked by poskim. This is like the most classical yerodei shaila. Person comes to the rav and he says, look, I cooked the macaroni in a fleshika pot, and I want to know, can I use it to make macaroni and cheese? What's the din? So the psak halacha, the first question that any rav is going to ask you is, was the kli a ben yamo or not a ben yamo? That's always the first question, because that's the easiest kula. The easiest sad lahakil is if the kalim that we're talking about are not b'nei yoman, so then we assume that it's no sintam lefgam, it's not a good taste. And that might be a sniff lahakil. Obviously, you got to be mitzari for other things. You have to see what the context is. That's the first question that they're going to ask you. But in this context, the Rav would probably say the following. He'd say that if the kli is ben yomo, so then it depends. That's a machlokas mechaber ramo, right? The mechaber would say that if the kli is ben yomo, so then if you cook the macaroni in the kli shel basar al menas la'ochla b'kutach, so then you're not allowed to mix it with the cheese. That you can't do. Invariably, that's not the case. The normal case is that they cooked it in the pot, and then you're coming to is. You say, well, you know, I have this extra macaroni, and I'm trying to use it. You didn't cook it in the fleshika pot to add the cheese to it. It's very unlikely people are going to do that. So if you come to the rav and you say, I cooked the macaroni in the pot, I have leftover, I didn't realize that it was a kli shel basar, I didn't realize I would need it for the mac and cheese, so now is it mutter for me to add the cheese to it? So the Rav would say that if the kli is a kli ben yomo, it was used in the last 24 hours, it's no sintam l'shvach, so then if you're a Sephardi, then it should be mutter to add the cheese. The Mechaber holds that that's already called b'di'evan. If you're an Ashkenazi, if you follow the psukim of the Ramah, so then it's still going to be asa, because the Ramah would say, until you've actually mixed it with the cheese, it's viewed as a lechatchila. Lechatchila, we don't cause a not bar not, so therefore it's still going to be asa. But if the kli is ena ben yomo, and you already cooked the macaroni in the pot, then lechatchila, so to speak, you can add the cheese to the macaroni. Now, if you follow the gon, if it's a kli she'ena ben yomo, then even lechatchila you'd be able to cook in that pot. Most poskim hold to follow. You should follow the Ramah against the kula of the gon. The gon is mamish. Mekel agamri, right? By a cliche in a ben yomo, he says lechatchila you could even cook it in the pot. Amanas la'ochla b'kutach. So that far we're not going to go. But even the Ramah would say that there is room to be mekel, just not entirely. But if you've already cooked the macaroni, then you'd be allowed to mix it with cheese because it's a cliche in a ben yomo. Okay. Questions. Tosus on Kufyud Beis, the end of the Tosus that we were reading yesterday. It's another comment about Eino Ben Yomo regarding Nat Bar Nat. What does Tosus say? Again, we were talking about the Machlokas HaRishonim about washing dishes. Washing dishes, if you have a Machvas Choleves and you're gonna wash the Ka'ara Shalbasa and the Machvas Choleves, is it Mutter, is it Asim? So Tosus had three different reasons why it should be Asim. Asim. He pointed out the Ramban and the Rosh both think that it should be Mutter. They hold that there are Gimel no Seitam with the Mayim. So therefore it should be mutter. As long as you don't have shamnunas ba'en, everyone would say if there's shamnunas ba'en on the Kara Shabbos, that's certainly going to be a problem. But if there's no shamnunas ba'en, if we're talking about not bar not, so then the Ramban and the Rosh hold that it should be mutter, and the Sefer Chumah and Tosis hold that it should be asa. Should be asa. How do we paskin, by the way? So the Ramah is machm. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tzadihei, Sif Gimel, the next Sif, Ramah is machmer for the Bali Tosfos. He says that it's going to be a problem, even if there's no shamunas be'en, we assume that the heter of Naparnat is not going to apply in this context. But the Ramah says that if one of the kalim is not ben yomon, either if the machvas is not ben yomon, the machvas shel chalav, or if the ka'aros shel basar are not ben yomon, then kol ha'kalim mutarim, he says, then everything is mutar. If one is not ben yomon, then everything is going to be mutar. What's he assuming? He's assuming that if one of the kalim is not a ben yomo, so then what kind of a basa b'chol do you have over here? The tainim are going to mix in the water. And even if you want to be machmir, for shitas toisis, that the basar and the cholav are in nesru miyad, they mix in the water and they're going to become asr immediately. It's tam sheni be'isar. Tamsheni Be'issa from today until tomorrow. The fact is, you don't have Basa B'chalav over here. One of the timim is Nosan Tam Lefgam, the other is Nosan Tam Lishvat. That can't create Basa B'chalav. You need two timim Meshubachim to make Basa B'chalav. To Zok the Ramah, you're not going to have a Tam Meshubach over here. So therefore, both are going to be mutter, right? The machfas is going to be mutter, the kerem are going to be mutter, because it doesn't matter that one of them is a ben yamo, the other one is ain't a ben yamo. So everything is going to be mutter, because you don't have basa b'chol, because one tam is a tam lefka. Zok the biragra there on the Ramah, the lo ketosis. The Ramah who says the kol hakelim mutter is not like tosis. What tosis? Who to? What is he referring to? That's the last few lines, the last few words, I should say, of tosis, dibur maskal hilchasa, that's going on to kluf yibayz amiram. If the Tosis quotes the three chumras, the three svaris of Tosis, to be machra by the washing dishes, he says the following: V'im ha'echad eino ben yomo, oz oso shu ben yomo mutter. He says if one of the kelim is eino ben yomo, then the one that's ben yomo is mutter. What's the diuk from Tosis that the Gaon has? What's the diuk? What do you think? Oso shu ben yomo mutter. He doesn't say kol ha'kelim mutar. He says the ben yomo is mutter, but clearly implying that the Eino Ben Yom was still going to be us. Now, how's that? How do you have Basa B'chol? Let's say the Machfas is not a Ben Yom, right? So the Tam of Cholav is a Tam of Gam. So the Tam of Cholav is a Tam of Gam. So what that the Tam of Bas is a Tam of Shvach? You can't have Basa B'chol over here because you don't have two Tam in the Shvach. So what's the problem over here? Why should the cliche Eino Ben Yom be awesome? Right, Tosis clearly says the cliche that Ben Yomo is going to be mutter, so that I get, right? The cliche Eino Ben Yomo can't be no Saint Tam, even though it's maflit, a Tam of Cholav, and a Tam of Cholav, Lefgam, it's not going to create Basa B'chol, it's not going to asa that Ka'ara Shel Basa, because it's a Tam of Gam. But by the same token, how can the Tam L'Shvach of Basa create Basa B'chol? And the other cli, it's a tam of gam over there too. So what's the basa b'chalav, right? It's a not bar not. It's a not bar not. So it shouldn't create any kind of iser. So what could be the problem over here? What's Tosis assuming? So l'chora, what Tosis is assuming is that even though a cliche in a ben yama creates a nosen tam l'fgam, where is it nosen tam l'fgam? When does it become a tam pagam? What do you think? What are the possibilities here? Give me two possibilities. Where does it become a tam pagam? Yes?
As it leaves, or when it goes into something else?
As it leaves, or when it goes into something else. Okay, give me a third option.
Where does it start?
Exactly. All right? The two possibilities are, maybe it becomes a tam pagam sometime after it leaves, either as Shalom says, immediately, or after it's nivla. We talked about that. That sometimes the tam doesn't become kolish until a rega kot, after it's nivla into a maichel, but sometime after it leaves the kli. Well, maybe it's a tam pogam even in the dofen hakli. Maybe it's already a tam pogam. No? So it could very well be that the Ramah is assuming that it's a tam pogam even in the kli itself. So if it's a tam pogam even in the kli itself, then nothing's going to be awesome. Tam is already a tam pogam. Even if the tam of bus is going to enter into the kli of cholav, the kli of cholav might be a kli she'eino ben yomo. But the right the fact if the kli shel cholav is an eino ben yomo, so then the tam pogam is in the dofen hakli. So if it's already pogam there, then nothing is going to happen. There is no bus for cholav. Tosis might be assuming the reason why the kli she'eino ben yomo is still going to be awesome. Efsha. Maybe Tosis assumes that the tam is not going to become pogam in the dofen akli. It only becomes pogam after it leaves. So the kli she'eino ben yomo will have basa b'chalav inside of it. So only after, it can't be nosen tam l'shvach in something that you cook in that kli. But it's still a tam l'shvach inside the kli. So it's still a tam l'shvach inside the kli. You can make basa b'chalav if you're going to cook basa in that kli. So then you'll have basa b'chalav inside that kli. Chiddush. If not, I can't really understand what Tosis is saying. Why should the kli she'eino ben yomo be usser? If it's not a tam lefgam, if it's already a tam pogam, what could be the problem? But he seems to be saying that inside the dofen akli, it still is a tam l'shvach. So normally, who cares? You're not eating the kli. Right? Normally, if you have machalas asura, it's inside the kli. So if it's a kli she'eino ben yomo, then of course it's mutter min haTorah to use this kli, because it's never going to create a problem. Because you're never going to have Right? You have Isser inside the Kli, but the problem is only after it leaves the Kli. But when it comes to Basar B'Chalav, there's something different, because if the Tam of Basar enters into the Kli, it's going to make something fresh over here. It's going to make a fresh Isser. So in this context, there could be a problem. If the Tam is a Tam of Shubach inside the Kli, then maybe you can create Basar B'Chalav in the Kli. Could be a problem. Maybe that's the Chumer that Tosfos had. Interesting Chumer. The Ramah, again, doesn't hold of that. The Ramah assumes that, no, it's Tam of Gam, it's no Tam of Gam, even in the Dofen HaKli. So therefore he says, as long as one of the Kalim is an Eino Ben Yomo, so then Kol HaKalim Mutar, because you can't have Basar B'Cholav, as long as one of the Taimim, either Cholav or Basar, is going to be no Tam of Gam. Okay, questions? Okay. That's in terms of Kli Sheino Ben Yomo when it comes to Nathan. Another issue that I'd like to address is Dovachar. What's the din of Dovachar in the context of not by not? And that will lead us into the next important sugi, the small sugi that we're going to add at the end of Shir, hopefully. So, there's a comment the Prima Godin has about Dovachar. What happens if the original Michael that you cooked in the Kedera, the Michael shall bossa, let's say, right? Dogim sha'ola b'kara means that it's a kara shall bossa. So let's say the Michael was a davachar for the Gimel. So the Tchilas HaBliya was a Bliya of a davachar. A Bliya shall bossa, let's say, of a davachar. Does that change anything? Or would we say that it's not Barnat anyway? Right? If after you have this Bliya of Basar with a davacharif, then you cook it with something pariv, or it's ole, when it's hot, something pariv. So that's the shayla in the Gemara. It'd be the same shayla whether you can eat a pekudach or not eat a pekudach. So comes the Prima God and he quotes the Beis Yisra. It's not the Ger Rebbe. It's an earlier Beis Yisra, right? Ube'im hoya ha-maycho she-balua be-kli chorif imahani be-nat ba-nat v'sefer Beis Yisra kan hevi hod l'chul in kuf yiralav shani yosem b'nofish merarei tuva. What's the Beis Yisrael saying? He says that if the tam shel basa that you cook b'tchila, first tam shel basa, the tam rishon in the pot, is the tam of basa with the davar charif, then the heter of napanat doesn't apply. How does he know that? He says, don't bother me. It's a gemara. This is the gemara we started with last week. Right? Opening day in the sugi of napanat, the gemara quotes the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. What's the din of napanat? And then the Gemara's trying to figure out, how do we know that Rav Asa is not Banat? So they tell a story about the Shiofa Betzah. Right? That Rav needed the salve, he needed the medicine for his eyes, so they cooked the Shiofa in the Ka'ara, in the Betzah, and then later they cooked food, and Rav said, hey, I taste the Shiofa, I taste this item in the Tavshel. So the Gemara says, oh, you see Mechlola, you see from the story that Rav held that Napanat is going to be us. The Gemara rejects that. It says, no, there's no Raya. Why? Because the Shiova was a Dover Mar, Nofish Mrore Tuva. So because it was very Mar, maybe even Shmuel would admit that Napanat should be us in that case. What's he saying? He's saying that if the Napanat, if the Tchilas, the Sinas Tam is coming from the Dover Mar, the Hua Dinami, the Beis Yisrael suggests, a Dover Charif, so maybe that strengthens the tam. If it strengthens the tam etchila, then it won't cause a not barnat. Right? Then if you cook a parva item in this kli, we don't view that as a not barnat. We view that as a tam risha, because since the tchila sablio was bedover mar, bedover charif, maybe that's a more powerful taste, and it doesn't make a not barnat in the parva item that you later cook. So the heter of not barnat is not going to apply. He says, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, you have a machlok as Rav and Shmuel, but by Dover Mar it doesn't apply, so who adinami? By Dover Charv it shouldn't apply. But adds the Beis Yisrael, the Lokei Rama. Against the Rama. Against the Rama. He says, I think this is true based on the Gemara, but this is against the Rama. So which Rama, who Rama, what's he talking about? The Prima Godin is very troubled by this. The Rama talks about Davar Charif. I didn't even give you this piece, but if you want, you can turn to page 2. The Hemshech of that Rama, it talks about Kli Sheino Ben Yomo, also talks about Davar Charif, but not about the case of the Beis Yisrael. Right? He says, V'chol zeh, the heter of Kli She'ena Ben Yom. He just said there's a heter of Kli She'ena Ben Yom. Bein lefi the Gra, bein lefi the Ramah. Just, there are differences in terms of gradation. But says the Ramah, but be careful. The heter of Ena Ben Yom that I just gave you doesn't apply by a Dav Acharef, because we know Dav Acharef is always different by a Kli She'ena Ben Yom. Cholzek she hamaychal ena Dav Acharef, aval amhaya Dav Acharef, gon she bishlu dvarim charifim v'kli shel basar, afilu ena Ben Yom, etc. Right, the din of not bar not. Then it's going to be also with the oven. What's he talking about? He's not talking about the tchilas habli over there. He's talking about that you cook the pot, you cook the basar in the pot. Now it's a not bar not. But when it's coming out, you're mevashel b'davar charif. Ah, if you're mevashel b'davar charif, so then that transforms a not bar not into a tamrishon. That's not in the first stage. That's in the second stage. But who says that in the first stage the Ramah disagrees? The Ramah doesn't disagree. The Ramah didn't make a statement about that. The Ramah didn't talk about whether cooking with a davar charif metchila is going to cancel the heter of not bar not. He didn't talk about that. He certainly didn't say it's not going to cancel the heter of not bar not. Chori the Ramah would follow the Gemara. Well, what's the basis of saying the lo karamo? So the Prima Gadim says maybe he means the lo karamo later in Yeridei. There's a Ramah in Siman Kuf Chav Beis. This is in page 3. Ramah in Kuf Chav Beis in Hilchas Nosen Tam of Gam. That's where the Ramah should be. In Hilchas Nosen Tam of Gam in Siv Gimel, Kuf Chav Beis, Siv Gimel, the Ramah writes, Yei Shomim, Dividvaram Charifim, Lo Armina, De Nosen Tam of Gam. Some say that by Dover Charif, we don't say Nosen Tam of Gam. So Lachain, Bishol Bekedera, Issa She'ena Bas Yoma, Maichol Charif, Yon Tavshol Sherubo, Chomet, O Tavlon, O Shrad, Dvaram Charifim, Osim. Even though we know that b'di'evad, if a Michael is nisbashel, but klisheinu ben yomo b'di'evad, we could be mekel, because the gzera of einu ben yomo atu bas yomo, that's a gzera lechatchila b'na b'di'evad. So zok der amah, but b'davar charev, everything's over. You cook b'davar charev, then it's not a nosen tam of gam. It transforms it into a tam of shvach, and that's going to be a problem, zok der amah. Avol if the Ramah by the base in the shach, avolim hoyo ha'isu davar charev, ve'achar kach shorak adere me'es le'esu bishlo bo heter sheno charev mutter. The ena charifus harishon mashvi le'le shvach. But zog the Ramah, I'm only talking about if you cooked something in the pot, now it's an ena ben yomo, and you're cooking it with davar charev. Right? If you cooked, if you have Isser in the pot and you cook a davar charev there, so it transforms the Isser into a tam shvach, that's going to be a problem. But if your tchilas b'liyo was b'davar charev, and then me'es la'es kain, then it turned into a klisha in a ben yomo, zok de ramon, that charifus is not going to change anything. That's called a klisha in a ben yomo, and if you cook in that pot, then b'di'eh, but it's going to be much. The Ramah says charifus only transforms the tam lefgam into a tam leshvach if we're talking about a kli she'ena ben yomo and you cook the davar charif in the kli she'ena ben yomo. But if your tchilas hablia was b'davar charif, okay, it's very nice, it's be charif. But now me'es la'es has passed, 24 hours passed, even though your tchilas hablia was b'davar charif, the din of kli she'ena ben yomo still applies over here. It's not some tam lefgam. Zok the Prima Gadim Lachar, that's what the Beis Yisroel meant. The Beis Yisroel wants to say that the heter of Nat Bar Nat doesn't apply if your Tchilas Habliya was B'davar Charif. The Tchilas Habliya B'davar Charif is Moneh, because there was a B'davar Charif in the beginning, it's Moneh, it prevents the din of Nat Bar Nat from being Chal. It keeps it as a Tam Lishvach, it keeps it as a Tam Rishon. So Mistama Hu Hadinami should be the same if you cook something B'davar Charif, it shouldn't turn it into a Tam Lifgam after Me'es La'es. So the fact that the Ramah disagrees, the Ramah says that if you cook something b'davar charif metchila after me'es la'es, it does turn it into an ozen tam of gam. You see, he's against the Beis Yisrael, against what he's saying. Because mistama, not bar not, and nosen tam of gam should be the same. Right? Not bar not is a tam kolish. Nosen tam of gam is like a tam kolish, it's a tam pogum. But you know, it's the same thing. It's not a tam l'shvach in both cases. So tchilas habliya b'davar charif, what does that do? Zok de Beis Yisrael by not bar not. right? The din of not bar not does not apply if the tchilas bliya was bedavar charif. It's a tam rishon. Comes the Rama and says that by nosin tam lifgam, not the Rama. Comes the Rama and says that by nosin tam lifgam, right? The din of klisha eno ben yomo, right? That a klisha eno ben yomo is nosin tam lifgam. The Rama says that even if the klisha sabli was bedavar charif, that halacha does apply. So it's up to Beis Yisrael. You see, the Rama is not saying the same as me, because why would you distinguish between these two things? They're both the same. It's not really such a good tam. Not by not betchilas, right? Not by not. Look, the original tam that you cooked there, that was a tam rishon. But then it turns into a tam sheni. A tam sheni is a tam kalish. The original tam that you cooked in this kli, when it was a ben yomo, that was a tam ashuba, but now it's an ena ben yomo, it turns into a tam pogan. So l'chora, dava chorif, and tchilas habliya should do the same in both. So if by not by not, the Beis Yisrael says that it doesn't, right? It prevents the din of not by not from kicking in. It's going to be called a tamrishon, we'll go l'chumra. And the Rama says that dava chorif does not prevent the din of klishen ben yamo kicking in. The b'di'evet will say it's nosin halagam and it's mutter. You see, the Rama is against the Beis Yisrael. That's what the Prima Dom says. That's what the Prima Dom says. So what's the problem?
What's the problem? I mean, it all seems to go very nicely. But the problem is the Gemara. Rama then is against the Gemara. If the Beis Yisrael thinks that the Rama is against him, then he's against the Gemara too. So what's going on over here? What's going on over here? L'chora, the answer is the Rama is not against the Beis Yisrael. He's not. The Rama is not talking about this case. Right? The Rama is not talking about Nafar Nat. He's talking about Nosan Tam Lef Gam. Who says Nosan Tam Lef Gam and Nafar Nat are the same? If you cook, right, in Bishel, Dover Charif, the Kli Shel Bas, right? If you cook the Dover Charif after you already used the Kli to cook something in it, right? In Bishel, Dover Charif, the Kli Shel Bas, huh? Right? So, there, the Rama holds that the din of not bar not is not going to apply, and the din of kli shena ben yamo is not going to apply. That's a davar pasha. The davar charif is going to transform the not bar not, the tam sheni, the tam kolosh, and the tam pogam into a tam ashuba. That's a davar pasha. What's the Rama saying? The Rama is saying that the Dover Charif is not going to prevent the din of Klisha Eina Ben Yomo from kicking in. That's all he's saying. But even the Rama could agree with the Beis Yisrael. Why? Because the Rama could easily distinguish between Tam Kolosh of Tam Sheni and Tam Pogam. Think about it. What's the idea that if you cook B'Dover Charif, or you cook B'Dover Mar, that it doesn't turn into a Tam Sheni? What's that idea? Point is, if your Tchila Sablia was very powerful, right, so it can't turn into a tam kolish. It's not going to turn into a tam kolish because the taste was so powerful from the beginning that even b'mokom sheni it's going to be a tam rishon. That's the svar. What's the other din? The other din is that if you cook something in a kli, then after 24 hours it turns into a tam pogam. What does that mean? A tam pogam just means that after 24 hours it doesn't matter how powerful the taste was. The rule is that the taste sours after a certain amount of time. It's not just that it gets weaker. The idea of tam pogam is very different than tam kolish. If after 24 hours a taste becomes pogam, what's becoming pogam? It's not the dover charif that's becoming pogam, right? It's the basar that's becoming. The whole taste is becoming pogam. The tam habasar is becoming pogam. So it could very well be the Ramah distinguishes between these two cases. There's no raya from the Ramah to our case. Our case is not bar not. The Rama is saying that waiting 24 hours, even after cooking a davar charev, is not going to change anything, because the reality is, after 24 hours, the taste sours. We're not talking about the taste is going to be weakened. It could be a very strong taste, but it's a sour strong taste. Charifus is not going to change anything, because it could be a very strong taste from today till tomorrow. The reality is, it's going to sour. And once it sours, if it's a tam pogam, then it's going to be mutter. But Yisrael is talking about not bar nat. Not bar nat is not a souring of the taste, it's a weakening of the taste. Weakening of the taste, there you can say that if your tchilas habli was bedavar charev, so that prevents the weakening of the taste, because the taste was so strong from the beginning. So the taste is not going to weaken. But even if the taste is strong from the beginning, it doesn't mean it's not going to sour after 24 hours. So the two cases are not really comparable. So it could very well be that regarding this halacha of preventing the din of not barnad, or preventing the din of klisha and abanyo from being chal, maybe there's a chilek between the two by davachari. Regarding transforming a not barnad into a tam rishon, transforming a tam pogam into a tam meshubach, so there davar charev plays the same role. If you hold that davar charev can transform a tam lefgam not barnad into a tam meshubach, so then it'll work by both, because it's transforming some kind of a weakened tam, whether it's a sour tam or it's a weakened tam, it'll transform it into a tam meshubach. But to maintain the tam, it could be that when it comes to tam pogam, once me'es le'es has passed, it's going to sour. It doesn't matter how strong the taste was to begin with, the taste is going to sour, and therefore it's going to be worse. Okay. This leads us to the final sugya. We're not going to get to the whole sugya, but at least to touch the sugyas that we can talk about a very, very important issue related to this sugya. What am I referring to? Of course, this is the second half of that statement of Chizkia. Right? We paskin. That's the chiluk Abaye. Chizkia quotes Abaye as being mechalik between the case of not barnat by dogim shalom b'kara and snon shechotcho b'saken. It's interesting. He puts the two together. So you would imagine there's some relationship between the two. So the emes is Rashi has two perushim here. We've done this already. We've touched on these two perushim. The first parish in Rashi is, why is Snon Shechot Cho B'sak and Shechot Cho B'basar Asalach Cho B'kuta? Because of Shamnunis Ben. Because of Shamnunis Ben. There's Shamnunis Ben on the Sakin, and that's the problem. It'll be Nivla into the Tzno. Agav Churfei Bola. The Shamnunis on the top of the Sakin is going to be Nivla with the Harifus, and that's where it's going to be a problem. You know, that's not really what the Sugi is talking about, right? The Mechudish Dik Pshat in Rashi, because Abaye's two halachas are not really related to each other. Then that's not really a not bar not type of din, right? You're telling me that's a tam rishon, that's shamnunis ben. So one halacha is a not bar not halacha. The other halacha is that charifus is going to be mavliya the shamnunis, the tam rishon, into the tznon. L'chora, they're not really related to each other. So continues Rashi, va'odim mishem churfei bolat fei midogim haroschim va'agav duchad sakina polat sakina ubolat tznon. Then Rashi suggests maybe Abaye's halacha is that you have a tznon shechotcho b'sakin shechotcho v'bos, we're talking about a sakin mekunach, a clean knife. There's no shamunis be'en on this knife. It's completely clean. Oh, but it has a bli of bos. Abaye is mechadesh that if you have a bli of bos, you have the sakin shel bos. So we said that dogam shel bekar is mutal achman bekutach. Why? Because it's only a tam sheni. And either, as Taisa says, the tam sheni is not a tam, or as the Ramban says, even though b'mokom sheni it's a tam, but it can't make a tam b'mokom shlishi when you mix it with the kutah, so that's going to be mutter. Hamza Bayan says, but snon shechot chavasakin is going to be osa. Why is that going to be osa? It's going to be osa because since you have the charifus and the duchka de sakina, now what's going to happen over here? The charifus and the duchka de sakina is going to be mavliya. It's going to be mavliya, the tam of basar from the sakin into the tznon. Ah, but just one second, why should it be any worse than dogim sha'olah bakara? That's also mavliya, a tam of basar into the dogim. There it's mavliya, the tam of basar into the dogim with the chamimus. Here it's mavliya, the tam of basar from the sakin into the tznon with the charifus plus a duchka de sakina. Right? He's saying in this pshat, the charifus plus a duchka de sakina is like a chamimus. But it's still a not bar not, it's still a tam sheni, so what could be the problem?
obviously Rashi is also assuming that what? That because it's a davar charif, it's going to transform the not bar not into a tam rishon, and that's why it's going to be a problem. That's why it's awesome. If it would be a tam sheni, then it wouldn't be a problem. But the tznon has such a power over here. The tznon, first of all, helps this bliya occur, right? The tznon, because of the charifas, it combines with the duchka de sakina to make the bliya happen. But what kind of tam is it, mavliya? It's mavliya tam rishon into the tznon. Because it's mavliya tam rishon into the tznon, therefore it's going to be asa to eat it, the kutach. Okay, this is the second pshat of Rashi, big chiddush in second pshat of Rashi. Why did Rashi feel compelled to be mechadish the second pshat? So I think it's poshut. According to the second pshat, then there's a relationship between these two dinim. According to the first pshat, there's much less of a connection, so it's difficult. But the problem is, Rashi's second pshat really is difficult. Aside from being a chiddush, it's really difficult. And Rashba in Taras Habayis and in the Chidushim, he has two kashas against the second pshat in Rashi. First of all, the Rashba is, look at the Hemshech of the Gemara. Avokishus goru lebe paske v'ochim. Abayis says that hani mili tznon de agav churfe bala, but kishos goru lebe paske v'ochim. Well, what is kishus? I'm not really quite sure. But it's not a davar charif like tznon. That's all I can tell you. It's a type of vegetable, but it's most of the mafarshim explain. It's sweeter. It's not as charif as tznon. So zok the Gemara, kishos you can be goru lebe paske, just clean off, right? Cut off the Beit Paske, the Mokom HaChatach, the place where you cut, and it's fine. It's not Mavliya. Agav Chorfe Bola is only by Tznon, but by Kishas it's not going to be Bolea. It's not going to be Bolea. So just cut off that Beit Paske, since there's no Charifus, and there's no Shamnunis, right? Since there's no Charifus, again, so you're Gorilla Beit Paske, and that's it. That's different than Tznon, since there's no charifas, then you garl bepaske, and that's fine. So frek the Rashba, how does this work according to the second Shana Rashi? Why do you have to be garl bepaske b'chol? What's here? According to the second Shad, there's no shamnunis, it's just a blia. If there's just a blia in the sakin, so cutting a kishus, what's cutting? It's like cutting a piece of bread. Would you think that if you cut a piece of bread, not with the bread knife, but with a sharp fleshig a knife, something's going to happen to the bread? What's going to happen to the bread? There's no bliya. Right? There's duchka, the sakina, but there's no charifas in the bread. So if there's no charifas in the bread, what could possibly happen? If you learn like the first pshat in Rashi, there's shamnunis, then I hear if there's shamnunis, so with the charifas, it's nivla deep, and without the charifas, it's not nivla deep, but the Beit Paske still has something, so you have to clean that off, you have to cut it off. But according to the second pshat, what's the... Why should you have to be garla bei paske frekter Rashba? Big chish. It's a big problem. So some want to suggest maybe the answer is that Rashi might hold that obiyat charifus and duchka de sakina creates a bliya. But maybe even without charifus there will be a plata without a bliya. You see, two things have to happen for a bliya to occur. First of all, it has to be niflat from the sakin, and secondly, it has to go into the other item. So maybe Rashi, according to the second pshat, will hold that when you have charifas plus duchka de sakina, what does that do? That even creates a bliya. But if you only have duchka de sakina without a charifas, the second pshat would say there is a plata. Duchka de sakina is powerful enough. Apparently it has some kind of a miktsas chom in there. We talked about this. The base of shchita might not be roseach mamesh, but it might be a little bit warm. Duchka de sakina might create some kind of a heat source, some kind of a heat, that it might be maflit from the sakin. It's not strong enough to be mavliya. But once it's maflit, then it'll be on the edge of the kishus. Gorer lebei paske v'ochel. Then that would explain why you have to at least be gorer the edge of the kishus, because you got to take off the plate. It's not mavliya in. It's not going to ask the whole. Not going to put the tam deep in. But you still have to take off the outer surface. Have to take off the outer surface. This could be meduyik in the Gemara. Notice the Gemara says snon shechot lebesak and shechot lebaser asa laochel lekudav hani mili snon the agav churfei bola. Agav churfei bola. The key is agav churfei is a bliya.
according to the second pshat in Rashi, the Hemshech HaGemara is Avokishas Garlo BePaskei VeOchel, because there's no Bola, even though there'll still be a Pola. The Duchka the Sakina will create a Pleita, but it won't create a Bliya. So that's why if you Garlo BePaskei, it's fine, but by the Tznon that has Charifus, you can't eat a Pekuta, because you can't be Garlo BePaskei. It's going to be Mavliya into the whole Tznon. Josh. So some of the Rishonim say Hadavah is not going to be enough, because if the Kishus is wet, then by washing it, you're just going to force it further in. Right? If it's a moist surface, then washing it down doesn't necessarily work. You have to actually cut it off. It depends, right? You know, if you have a solid surface, you have something on a solid surface, so you wash it off, it comes off. But if you try to wash a melon, if there's something on the outside of a melon, so sometimes washing off will take that away, but sometimes you'll just push it further into the surface. So that's why the Gemara says that you have to be guard, that you have to actually cover it. But the Rashba is not finished. Rashba says, I have another kasha on the second pshat in Rashi. We mentioned the Rivan, right? Rivan has his chumra, that not bar not doesn't apply to Bishon. Focus, right? Tosis grapples with this issue. So, Frekta Rashba, if you hold that the heter of not by not applies to Bishul, if it applies to Bishul, even if you're Mevashel, there's still a heter of not by not. So, should the heter of not by not apply to a Davar Charif? Do you think Charifus is more powerful than Bishul? Or do you think it's less powerful than Bishul? So, I think most of us would say that Charifus is less powerful than Bishul. Right? Heat? Real heat? Davar Charif is like a fake heat, right? Fake news, right? It's not, right? Davar Charif is, I mean, it can do something, but real heat is the real McCoy, right? Chorah Charifus is more cal than Bishul. So if you hold that the head of Nafar not applies to Bishul, why shouldn't it apply to Davar Charif? What are you talking about? Rashi says that if you have Duchka the Sakina plus the Charifus in the second pshat, the Charifus and the Duchka the Sakina is going to be Mavliya into the Tznon and transform a Tam Sheni into a Tam Rishon, you're really expecting that Charifus to accomplish quite a bit. If you tell me Bishul doesn't even do that, why should Charifus be able to do that? Where did it get this car from, Frekta Rashba? Where did Charifus get the koach from? If you hold that Bishul, there's a heter of Napanat, so by Davar Chav, there should be a heter of Napanat as well. So what's Rashi talking about in Perish Beis, Frekta Rashba? What's the simple answer to that kasha? There's an assumption in that kasha. What's the simple answer? Yes.
The assumption is that the
Rivan's
not correct.
Exactly. Right. The Rivan said, but that's Rashi. It's not the Rivan. The Rivan said Rashi is machmir, that not by not doesn't apply to Bishul. So according to Rashi Lishitaso, it's not a kasha. Arya, Givaldik. Ah. Right? The Rivan, but that's Rashi. He says that the heter of not by not doesn't apply to Bishul. So maybe it doesn't apply to Charifus too. Charifus might be less than Bishul. But so what? If the heter doesn't apply to Bishul, it might not apply to Davar Charif either. So within Rashi, it might not necessarily be such a kasha. But the Mefarshim say it really is a kasha against the Mechaber. That's the kasha. Because the Mechaber paskins like this second lashon of Rashi. The Mechaber paskins that not bar not doesn't apply to Davar Charif. So if you cut a Davar Charif, let's say you cut Tznon. Right, the classical case that the Gemara has. You cut snow with a kli shel basar, zok the mechaber, even if it's mekunach, even if it's completely clean, it's osala ochla bekuta. Mechaber is in simen sadi vav sif aleph. Snow o silka, shechotchem besakim shel basar ben yoma, etc. Osala ochla bechalav. He says both. Snown, page 2 in the next packet. Snown o silka shechotchem besakin shel basar ben yomo, o she'eina mekunach, osa la'ochla mechalav. Either one. Eina mekunach I get, there's shamnunis there, but ben yomo? Ben yomo means that it is mekunach.
So the Mechaber paskins what? The Mechaber paskins like the second day in Rashi. Paskins like both days. That's how the Taz explains. He's taking the second day of Rashi. Yet we know the Mechaber paskins what? Does the heter of Napanat apply to Bishul? Yes, it does. Betcha. Right? The Mechaber says, L'chatchili, it can't cause a Napanat, but he's willing to be mekel once you cook in the kli. Right? You can mix it with the Cholof, right? You can't cause the Napanat, L'chatchili, that's the end of the Gemara. But once you cook, then it's okay. Shenizbashl, he even says Shenizbashl. There are Moiz Machmer, because he says, Yesh Omer Ma Machmer Bebishol, the Rivan Bedas Rashi. But the Mechaber never heard of the Rivan Bedas Rashi. Right? The Mechaber holds the heter of Napanat applies even to Bishol. So all the Achronim jump and they say, the Mechaber is Shver. Mechaber is Shver. If he holds the heter of Napanat applies to Bishol, how can it not apply to a Dover Charev? How can Dover Charev be more powerful? It's really appellant. Akorchach, what you have to say according to the Shulchan Aruch is that Dover Charev really is more chamer than Bishul. You know why? There's one way that you can say that it's more chamer. Because if the heter of Napar Napar Bishul is based on what? Based on what? Not that it's equal to every case, but actually it's better than other cases. How could Bishul be less of a tam than Olu? How could Bishul be less of a tam than Olu? How could Bishul be less of a tam than Olu? Gimel knows me. Tam! If the reason why the heter of Napanat applies to Bishul is not because it's the same as everything, but it's even better. Better, worse, I don't know which way to go, right? Right? It's even better. It's Gimel knows me. Tam! That's something that Bishul has that Dover Charev doesn't have. So if, could be the Mechaber holds, the reason why the heter of Napanat applies to Bishul is not because he equates Bishul to Olu. He says, oh, there's no difference. It's all the same. Even though there's extra heat by Bishul, it's the same. No, it's that Bishul, even though there is extra heat, but it has something better to it. There are Gimel no stay tam. If that's the reason why the Mechaber is Mekil, then maybe we can understand why he's Machmer by Dover Charev, because Dover Charev doesn't have the Gimel no stay tam. So it has some kind of ability to be mavliar because there's charifus and there's duchah de sakina, but without the gimel nosei tam, maybe taka the mechaber will hold it. Dover Charev is more chomer than Bishul. The heter of Napanat can apply to Bishul because of gimel nosei tam, but by Dover Charev it's not going to apply. Okay. So this is the first point. Yes, what do you think? I'm sorry? The Shulchan Aruch would say that, let's see. No. Let's see. Does the Shulchan Aruch say that it applies to Tzli? Ah, I don't have that package. If the Mechaber says Shenitzlo, if he also says, oh, Shenitzlo, do you have packet number 29? Does anyone have 29? Okay, there's that one. 29? 29? No, 28. Go way back. Way back. 40. Nailed it. Dogim shenisvashlu o he holds that it even applies to tzli. No, it's really shver. Chaber says the heter of Napanat applies even to tzli. So you see that the reason why he's mekel by Bishul is not because of Gimel Nos Nektar. He just holds that he can have chamimas, this chamimas, that chamimas, it's all the same. A tam sheni is a tam sheni. I don't know, it's really shver. Chaber's machmir by Dover Charev, but he's mekel by Bishul and by tzli. Dover Charev is more chamer than Bishul and tzli. I guess you got to say, Woody, that that the Mechaber holds that Dover Charev is Mochaber, but it's really Shver. Not the Pashup Shah. Not the Pashup. Yes, Josh?
Can we say that he is Shveva by sleep as a Pashup that we said that when the two things are hot, it's even more?
It's Mespashed more.
Yeah. I mean, he would have to hold by everything.
Wow. So he's Mekel by Bishul because of Gimel Nos Neitan. He's Mekel by Tzli because it's Mispashed more. If both of them are hot, it's Mispashed more. But he's Machmer by Dover Charev because you don't have either one.
Yes, one for the semester. Yeah. So, I hear what you're saying, but in the svar, I'm not sure that I would say that. Duchka the sakina, I mean, duchka the sakina can be powerful, but more powerful than bishul and sli, than a heat. I know it's a combination. It's chamimus plus a duchka the sakina, but I thought pekan, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that should be enough. So this is one halacha, the koach of davar charif to transform a nat barnat into a tamisha. We know the flip side is what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says. Now we keep on referring to this. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that one of the inyanim, one of the things that are aser, dvarim shel akum, that are aser, is kurt shel chiltis, pieces of the chiltis. This is a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis in the Sechta Avodah Zarah. Elu dvarim shel ovdik al chavim asurin ve'eni surin iser hanah. One of the things is kurt shel chiltis, pieces of chiltis. What's chiltis? Chiltis is a davar charif. So why is kurt shel chiltis asur? Why is kurt shel chiltis asur? The Gemara says on Lamed Tes, my time of Mishim to mafziki lebesakina. They cut it with a knife. The goyim, they cut it with their knives. The sakin is sakin shel iser. Stam kalim always, we assume, are not bnei yom, they haven't used in 24 hours. Because Dr. Gemara, no, because the chiltis is so strong, it's a davar charev, it's mechayel leshvach, it transforms a nosen tam levgam into a tam leshvach. Right? Davar charev, according to the second day in Rashi, can transform not barnat into a tam rishon. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says beferish, that's a Gemara even, right? It's not a Rashi. The Gemara says that the davar charev can transform nosen tam levgam into a tam meshubach. Okay, same idea. So Rashi is not, you know, the chiddush of Rashi still is a chiddush, but he's piggybacking on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Gemara in Avodah Zarah told us already that davar charev has a power to transform taste. So if it can transform a tam pogim into a tam meshubach, Rashi says it. It's so far to say it can transform tam sheni into tam risha. Maybe the two are connected to each other. And taka, that's how the mechaber paskins, right? That piece of the mechaber, he quotes two days about this. The mechaber says, let's say you have that snow, the sakin makunach, but it's an ena ben yama. So the mechaber, v'yeshavu v'dehu adin la'ena ben yama v'hu makunach. You have your sakin that's cutting a snow. Classical case, right? Let's say you cut a snow, and then you wanna use it. You cut a davar charef and you wanna use it. Bekutach, the sakin was used for basar, it's eno ben yomo. What's it in? So according to the second day in Rashi, if it's makunach, right, even if it's makunach, and all you have over here is a belia, but the davar charef is going to transform everything. Rashi holds it'll transform not but not into a tam rishon. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah said that it transforms a klisha and a ben yomo, a tam pogim and a klisha and a ben yomo into a tam meshubah. So you're going to have an iser over here to eat this davar charef with challah. To eat this davar charef, to eat the tznon, to eat the chiltis with the challah. The $64,000 question that the mafarshim talk about, with this we'll close, is the Gemara of Avodah Zarah talks about kurt shel chiltis. The Gemara in Chulin talks about snown, but I think most of us are not going to be eating chiltis with snown with our cheese on it. Right? That's not what's going to happen. Right? Most, even if you'll eat radishes, but you're not going to mix that with the milk. Eat your chiltis? I'm not even sure what chiltis is. So most of us are not going to be eating chiltis. But what do we do? What taste of davar charef do we often have? Onions. That's the classical davar charef. Now, onions are not mentioned in the Gemara. And I mean, the case of davar charef that can transform napanan into tam rishon, or transform tam pogim into tam meshubah, that's not mentioned in the Gemara. Onions are what's called shar dvarim charifim. It's part of a category of other dvarim charifim. Onions and garlic, shumin, betzolin, kreshim, like Tosfos quotes. The Rishonim address this issue. What's the din by shar dvarim charifim? Rashi and the Gemara set forth that a davar charef can transform napanan into tam rishon. And davar charef can transform tam pogim into a tam meshubach. But what davar charef? They only mentioned snon v'chiltis. Does it apply to other things as well? So that's what Tosfos talks about. Tosfos in the Maschil Agav, I'm not going to look at it inside, but Tosfos says that he thinks you should be nizar,
by shuman and creation, betzalim, betzalim, onions, by other things, we also assume that davar charev will transform a tam sheni into a tam rishon. And at the end of Tosfos, he has a suffix. He says, v'tzarachiyin, perhaps, sakim mekunach, even if it's an eno ben yomo, right? The churfa that's known will transform the tam pogam into a tam ashubach as well. Right? But that's a suffix in Tosfos, right? These are two issues that you have to address. Right? Does Shar Dvarim Charifim apply to each one of these chumras? The chumra to transform Nat Bar Nat into Tam Rishon, and the chumra to transform Tam Pogam into a Tam Meshubach. Comes the Beis Yosef and quotes the Rabbeinu Yechiel, who argues, Beis Yosef and quotes the Rabbeinu Yechiel, who says that no, Smak Kosam Perish Rabbeinu Baruch, Perish Rabbeinu Baruch, I'm sorry. Umiu Rabbeinu Yechiel Omer Ein Lecha Elamasha Omer Chachamim. Dafka Tznon Vechilkos. This is on page 5. Dafka Tznon Vechilkos. Rabbeinu Yechiel says that, look, the Gemara only talks about Davar Charev as being Tznon Vechilkos. That's it. I can't be Machmer for other things. That's all the Gemara says. So there are different shittas. There's a machlokas rishonim whether Shar Dvarim Charifim can transform a Tam Sheni into a Tam Rishon. There's a machlokas rishonim whether Davar Charev can transform Tam Pogam into a Tam Meshubach. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin l'chumra by Davar Charev in general, but by Shar Dvarim Charifim, what's the psak halacha? There's a major discussion in the poskim. We don't have time to get involved in all the details, but suffice it to say that the Beis Meir is a famous shita. Beis Meir holds that you don't have to put both chumras together, right? To say that Shar Dvarim Charifim can transform Nat Bar Nat into Tam Rishon, and that Shar Dvarim Charifim can transform a Tam Pogam into a Tam Meshubach, you don't have to put both chumras together. Maybe we machmer for one, but not necessarily for both. Not everyone agrees with the Beis Meir. He's a big makel. There are many poskim who say no, you have to be machmer. But the Beis Meir is Mekel. What's the Nafkamina? What case of the Beis Meir is a classical Nafkamina to the Shaila? Let's say a person cuts his onion with a knife. He forgets, he doesn't realize it's a klishel basa. You know, you have knives, so you don't remember what color it is. Or maybe the mother in the home knows what color is fleishiks and what color is milchiks and what's parav, and the kid doesn't remember, and it's floating around. You know, these knives can float around the counter. So let's say you cut an onion with a klishel basa. It turns out you haven't used it in 24 hours. No, you haven't used it in 24 hours. Let's say you used it on Thursday, and then it's after Shabbos already. You're making an omelet, Matzei Shabbos. So you cut the onion with a klishel basa, she'eino ben yomo, and now you want to know, can you use it for your cheese omelet? That's the shaila. It's mamish the shaila. Do we assume that this is a nat bar nat? Well, let's say you put it in the cheese omelet already. Are we makel b'di'evit? Right? Let's say you use the onions, and then someone cries, Gewalt! Gewalt, what's going on over here? This is an onion, this is a fleshiger onion in my cheese omelet. Can you be makel? So according to the Beis Meir, there might be room for kula. At least b'di'evit, there might be room for kula. He holds that b'tzolim, onions are only shar dvarim charifim. Even if the mechaber is machmir, like both chumras, to assume that davar charev can transform a tam sheni into tam rishon and tam pogam into a tam meshubach, but maybe Rabbi Yechiel is right. Maybe it's only by tznon v'chiltus. It's not by shar dvarim charifim. It's up to Beis Meir. You don't have to be machmer both chumras. Maybe it can transform a tam rishon into a tam sheni, but not also a tam pogam into a tam meshubach. You don't have to assume that shar dvarim charifim, that these betzolim, can do so much. So if we assume that they can't do so much, then perhaps there's room to be makel b'di'evit. You should ask a shaila about it, because it's not so clear. Could be, if it's a big hefsid, the poskim might be willing to be makel, but maybe if it's not such a big hefsid, they won't be willing to be makel, because it's not so clear. This is the opinion of the Beis Meir, but not all poskim agree. But it's important to realize that this shita that the Beis Meir has emerges from our discussion as to whether a davar charev can transform tam sheni into tam rishon and tam pogam into a tam meshubach.